My name is Chad Inman. This is my wife, Sarah, and we're missionaries in Thailand. We've been over there for 7.5 years serving with the team. And first of all, Pastor, thank you so much, sir, for your heart for missions, and I appreciate the church. And you have a pastor and an assistant pastor. It's fun serving the Lord with these guys. And, you know, you got a wonderful church. I got some strange looks there because I'm sure there's a lot of work that went into the missions conference. They're like, oh, wow, this is tough. But we appreciate everything that you've done for us. Thank you for the hotels and all the wonderful gifts. And appreciate these missionaries. They've been an encouragement to us. And we're going to walk out of here strengthened and encouraged. But I want to let my wife go first and get her testimony. And then I'll give a very brief testimony. We'll get into the video.
Thank you, everybody. My testimony is a little bit similar to Amanda's. I got to grow up in a Christian home. My parents were led to the Lord just a couple years before I was born, so that was a big blessing for me. Growing up, I got saved at an early age, and I knew that I was saved, but I always had that struggle. I always felt like there was a wall between me and the Lord, like I was just doing what I was supposed to be doing. And when I was about 12 years old, I think that's a magical number, 12. But it's, you don't have to wait till you're 12. But when I was 12 years old, I just made a decision that I was going to love Jesus, and I was going to believe that Jesus loved me. And, you know, that decision, not to just follow Jesus, not to just obey the rules and do what I'm supposed to do, but that decision to love Jesus changed everything. And it was after that that the Lord gave me the opportunity to learn about soul winning and telling other people about Jesus. And that was the coolest thing ever. When you, if you turn 12 years old and you have an opportunity to go soul winning, do it. It's really neat to tell someone about Jesus and see your life changed. And then a missionary came to our church, and he presented his field, and the Lord broke my heart. And the Lord was like, who's going to tell those people? There are people, I mean, look at the different countries represented here, and to think that there are so many millions of people in the world who have never once heard the gospel, and they have absolutely no hope at all. And the Lord broke my heart, and I knew He was calling me to be a missionary. And so when I graduated from high school, I went to Heidelberg College because I heard you could learn how to be a really good soul winner there. So, and then I met my husband. I actually had to take one extra semester of school, and that's when he showed up. So, praise the Lord. And we've been in Thailand now since 2008, and it has been the joy of my life. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I just love being able to go out and knock on a door. Well, we don't knock doors. We just walk in. But to be able to tell someone about Jesus and to see them going from having absolutely no hope to having hope, it is just a wonderful thing. And thank you so much again for having us. We really loved being here. You have an amazingly sweet, kind, loving church. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for having me, honey. For me, I told most of my testimony the other night, but when I did my dad's eulogy, when my dad passed away, my mom said, you know, Chad, you ought to think about getting into that kind of work. And I said, Mom, I don't want to, you know, we got into that already. But so what happened was when I left to go to Bible college, there was a tsunami that happened in December of 2004 that hit Thailand and killed a lot of people there. And I was just getting ready to go to Bible college. My realtor, she said with tears in her eyes, she said, I wish somebody would go reach those people. And because Thailand was on the news a lot, and there weren't many churches in that area that I know of. And so at that point, I had no plans of being a missionary. I went to college, and it was missions emphasis week. And I got called to be a missionary. And long story short, there are many things that happened, but basically the Lord eventually led my heart to Thailand through my mom's passing and through a lot of other circumstances. I was planning to go on a team, and the next team to go out from the church was Team India. And so I thought, well, that's it, Team India. And at the last minute, I changed my presentation in my one of my missionary classes to Thailand. And about a month later, the church announced a team to Thailand. It was only, but it was going to leave a year later, and I had a year left of school, and so the Lord just worked it out. But we want to show you the video. This is basically 7.5 years. You guys can bring, oh, you already got them down. 7.5 years and about 4 minutes and 22 seconds. And then I'll come up briefly after. We got one more short video that we want to show you that I think will really be good. So, thanks.
In 2008, the Lord brought my wife and I to the country of Thailand. We were called to join a team of missionaries with the goal of reaching Thailand with the gospel. From the very start, we were consumed with soul winning and with building a church. From powerful community meetings and Christmas programs held in public schools throughout the area, the Lord blessed. There were many salvations. Truck routes such as these were started throughout the area. Hundreds were brought to the Savior. Each year the church grew and prospered under the mighty hand of God. In 2011, the Lord began His plan to relocate us by sending a flood. During the 2 months that we were unable to live in our homes, we lived in a city 3 hours south called Hua Hin. It was at this time the Lord gave us a burden to reach this city for Him. The time was right, and the church planted in Bangkok was handed over to a Thai pastor. The work in Hua Hin began in a single storefront rental. At first, we had to find different ways to bring the people in, since taxis and trucks were not available. But praise the Lord, the people still came. We started an exciting children's program and soon rented an additional building. God's work continued to grow. Our care and ministry truly began because of Lek. James, one of his friends, became burdened by Lek's premature death. And he and I began to go soul winning throughout the area to various groups of caring people. Many of these dear people trusted Christ and started coming to church. They desired to know God, to learn, and to grow. But few could understand English or Thai. And even fewer had a copy of God's Word in their own tongue. As a result, the Karen Sunday School was started. It has grown both in numbers and in spirit. With converts bringing converts to Christ. Men such as these, Karen, Burmese, and Thai, have become faithful servants. They have become excited soul winners. And the next step is for them to go out and start their own churches, reaching even more of their own people. The desire of our hearts is to get back to Thailand, to help these men and women to continue the mighty work that God is so evidently doing in a nation open to the truth. Won't you join us?
Just a couple words about that. The Karen people are Burmese people, and they're actually the people that Adoniram Judson reached way, way back when. So they claim Christianity as an identifier for the Karen people. And we found a whole bunch of them, especially after this young man passed away. He came to church Sunday night, and then he drove his motorcycle home in a rainstorm and got hit by a car. And the church stepped in and helped him with insurance claims, and the family tithed off of that. And basically, word got around that the church took care of the family, and a lot of those folks started to come. So we were able to start a Sunday school class and then have two different churches going because they're a different language. And then we flip-flopped Sunday schools, and we'd all eat together just like good Baptists should. And so a couple of things about Thailand. They've only had the King James equivalent of the Bible for 10 years now. There's another famous Baptist missionary that spent a long time doing that. His name is Philip Pope. And so these people are hungry for truth. And they've been living a life. A lot of people say Thailand's like the Wild Wild West. So it's kind of like a little bit of lawlessness and craziness, and they've only had the Bible for 10 years, and Sarah and I, we want to spend the rest of our days over there helping to plant churches. We got about 5 or 6 men that we've been discipling. And before we get into the next video, of course, one of the big hurdles there is Buddhism. And Buddhism is a mysterious religion that involves false idol worship, a lot of superstition, a lot of trying to get good luck. And these people actually have little houses out in front of their main house. They're like little miniature houses. And that is the house for the evil spirits to live in. And they'll put cans of soda out there and incense and different things, fruit. And they'll set it out there all day, and they'll come home, and of course it's still there, and they'll maybe eat it or drink it and do it again tomorrow. But this video is about one of our church members who decided that she was going to get rid of all that stuff in her house. And so if you guys could play this one. Thank you.